I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've learned in the last couple of days that the idea behind the sale of the Timberwolves is almost complete. If it's not complete already, there's some caveats, some things that go with all of this. To help us break it down is Chris Hine from the Star Tribune, Timberwolves beat writer. Hey, Chris, hey, thanks for being on here with me, John Hines here at WCCO, as we both fill in for Chad Hartman today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, John. How are you?
Good. So is the deal done?
Yes, it is. The Timberwolves, about an hour or so ago, put out an official statement saying that there is an agreement between Glenn Taylor, Alex Rodriguez, and Mark Lowry. And now the next step in this process is for it to go to the NBA for approval. That's the process that could take, I was told, weeks to go through officially. So that is kind of where we're at now. But officially, an agreement has been reached. Documents are signed. So that official part of the process is now over, and we move on to the next step.
Being a lifelong Minnesotan, I have to ask, so how much did you have to pay for that? What was the sale price, Chris?
$1.5 billion.
Billion, with a B, with a B.
Which, yes, with a B. And when you consider that Glenn Taylor, I think, paid around 80 or so million for it back in the early 90s, it's quite a return on the investment.
Yeah, I would say, plus a spiffy new arena and everything else that comes along with it. So, you know, there's a lot of talk at the beginning of these things when we first heard about A-Rod and you just said it.
Mark Lowry.
So, Mark Lowry, so about the team being held to the idea of remaining in the Twin Cities area in Minneapolis, what's the likelihood of that?
If you listen to Glenn Taylor, and it's very hard to parse out what the likelihood is, because it's very hard to just read the landscape of what the NBA wants to do. The only person who's really commented on this has been Glenn. And he has said that there is language that is being put in the agreement to keep the teams here. How enforceable that is, I talked to a number of different attorneys about this subject. It's hard to tell how much that language is enforceable. But Glenn also said, I believe he told it to Chad too on his radio show, that he's in these meetings with the NBA, and the NBA does not want to move the team out of Minnesota. The NBA, I think, is looking more to expand to 32 teams than to relocate teams. Now, sometimes when there's expansion, there's this little game of the shell game that might happen, you know, where one team relocates to another city and then a new team pops up. You kind of saw that with, like, Charlotte a few years ago. So if you believe Glenn Taylor, it's highly unlikely that it's going to happen. It's just hard to read that for certain right now, because it's hard to know exactly what the NBA wants to do.
How much does this involve? I'm just curious, because they're getting ready to fire up their season in a big way. How much does this involve the Lynx?
The Lynx are part of the deal. I'm not sure on the language about, you know, keeping the Lynx in Minnesota, but the Lynx are included in the sale. So, you know, they will also be transferring hands to A-Rod and Mark Lowry as well.
We've spoken in the past about the whole idea of this gaming franchise that's a part of the team. Does that stick with everything as well?
That I haven't asked about that. I assume that also goes with the team as well, but I'm not 100% certain on that, to be completely honest.
Chatting with Chris Hine from the Star Tribune, we are talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves, the sale of the Timberwolves, Glenn Taylor selling it to Mr. Lurie, Mr. A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez. Next question is this. The Timberwolves are not tanking. You know, as oftentimes when we get to a place in the season where a team knows they're not going anywhere, they will start to tank to play for, if I can use that term, to play for a better draft position. But we're not seeing that with the Timberwolves, are we?
No, we're not. And I think it's a product of the year they've had, where they've had key players injured. Carl Anthony Towns had COVID. And so, and last year, they didn't really get to play much after they acquired D'Angelo Russell from Golden State before COVID shut down their season. So I think it was a product of this kind of topsy-turvy year that they've had. They want to see what they have when all these guys are healthy. And that's important for the front office to see as well, because they can make decisions going forward on who best to surround these players with. And I think it was just important for the team's morale. It was a long season, and it was at times a very tough season to get through, especially when the losses were piling up through January and February there. So I think to end this season on somewhat of a good note just gives everybody, the front office, the coaching staff, the players, it gives everybody a little bit of positive momentum heading into the off season, instead of kind of this cloud of losing just hanging over the franchise. They've been able to see what they can do when everybody's healthy. They've been able to see Anthony Edwards really improve over the second half of the season here, and all that gives them optimism. And I think, you know, this is just my opinion, but I think that's worth sacrificing 12% odds in the lottery that you might retain a top three pick or give it to Golden State. I think that momentum as an organization and as a team is more important than 10% odds of something that's unlikely to happen anyway.
Does Carl Anthony Towns remain a part of the Timberwolves team?
As far as I know, yes. The new regime has, you know, Gerson Rosas, the last 2 years, has made no bones about the fact that they are building this team around Carl Anthony Towns. So, you know, you always have to wonder in the NBA whether players are going to demand a trade, want out of a certain situation. And there's always, as long as Cat is in Minnesota, there's always going to be random rumors that get thrown around on social media and Twitter about his unhappiness, and other teams are gauging his unhappiness. Every couple of months, like clockwork, you could set your phones to it. It's going to happen. Until that actually happens, you don't know how happy or unhappy he may be. All indications are, you know, right now, This is the team they're building around. He's a part of the future, and that's just kind of where it is.
I'm curious about having a celebrity or someone who is a former sports figure, Alex Rodriguez, as a part of the ownership group here, and it's going to be a transition. What is that? What does that mean? Does it have an effect on the way things go together?
It could be. There could be. You know, especially if A-Rod, you know, potentially gets involved in trying to attract free agents here or bring people to the Twin Cities. We don't know exactly kind of how that dynamic can work, but I know that people around the Wolves are excited about the possibility of you know, having him and Mark Lurie around and the ideas that they might be bringing to the table. So I don't know that it necessarily hurts. In what ways it can help, I think right now is just hard to quantify. Maybe it makes Minnesota a more attractive place to be. Maybe, you know, players are intrigued by the relationship that he and Lurie were able to build, and maybe are intrigued by potential business ventures that they might be able to help him with. Who knows, right? So it's hard. We don't know how exactly that dynamic is going to play out. But I know that there's excitement around kind of how that can go.
Yeah, because this is not all of a sudden, all right, sign here, the deal is done, sold, you take over now. It's kind of like a transition period that goes along with all of this, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be about 2 years, and so Glenn Taylor is still going to be the controlling owner of the Wolves for the next 2 years, and then he will give control to A-Rod and Mark Lurie. So there is a transition phase. Things aren't going to just happen overnight, as they rarely do in these things anyway. But yeah, there is going to be kind of a ramp up and a lead off to them officially taking over, because they're very much new to the NBA. You know, they've wanted to buy a sports franchise, and they know that they've wanted to buy a sports franchise. They were involved in trying to get the Mets a few months back, and that fell through, and they weren't able to purchase the ownership in the Mets. But the Timberwolves were available, and they struck. And then I think that part of this ramp up is to have Glenn kind of shepherd them through the ins and outs of being an owner in the NBA, and that's kind of part of what this 2 year transition period is about.
Yeah, I can see that. It you sort of have to ease into it in a situation like this. When we look at these situations, you know, like with the new ownership, and again, you say it's, you know, a couple of years before they really have the reins of this whole thing. Does it affect, most often it affects a general manager, perhaps a head coach, something like that. Do you see any of that coming to fruition with the Minnesota Timberwolves, Chris?
Hard to tell, you know, especially right away. I don't think you're going to see any changes because, you know, I think Gersten Rosas, this is only his second year on the job. It's very rare when if you make a change after 2 years with the GM in place. So I don't anticipate any changes to the basketball side of things, at least in the immediate future, no.
All right. Well, I appreciate so much you joining us. Chris Hine, the Star Tribune Timberwolves writer here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Look forward to having a chance to chat with you again in the future here. We'll see how this all unfolds in the coming months or whatever it may take.
That's right. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Take care, Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.